The You Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB. On a network of 91 stations around Australia, Radio TAB.
It'll be a big night at the Piney, a big day at the Piney on Saturday. All of the Lions supporters getting in there before and after the game.
Early lunch.
Early lunch.
Game.
Because it's a huge game with the wooden spoon very much on the line. And nobody, a win for the Lions ensures that North Melbourne are given the wooden spoon. So a huge game coming up, and Danny Daly is joining us from the Lions. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Danny. Danny, look, the loser gets the number one draft pick, but you're more interested in developing a winning culture, are you not? And it doesn't matter if you get one or two in the draft?
Not necessarily, mate. I think, as you said, it's more important for us to build that winning culture and to end the season on a win. I think it's been a real positive season for the footy club, and if we could get a win leading into, you know, a new pre-season, that would be more important to us than pick one or two, I think.
Actually, what you said, Danny, is very good, because you're getting a lot of accolades from Melbourne now, and opposition coaches are coming and saying, well, listen, we understand what they're doing now. We say their game plan, and this is a really developing side. Taking that, plus a win this weekend into the off-season, the boys have their 4, 5, 6 weeks away. They come back to start season 2018 really full of confidence, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think the other thing as well is we've got our NEFL boys in the finals, so they've got a bye this week and they'll play a preliminary final next week, so that's the other part of the equation as well. If the seniors can get a win, and then our NEFL boys can hopefully go all the way and win a premiership. I think the whole footy world just is seeing what Fage has done for the footy club and where we're at and what we're doing, and Fage has been quite surprised. He's obviously a man who knows a lot of people in the footy industry, and the amount of text messages and phone calls he's getting about how well we're going has been quite humbling for him. So yeah, it's been a terrific season for us.
Do you? It's been an observation. I could be wrong here, but some of the senior players seem to be taking a more aggressive approach to the opposition just in the last month or so?
I think our senior boys have unfortunately had a period of 3 or 4 or 5 years where they've been belted around a bit and bullied around and probably just accepted it, and that's why it's been up here. But again, one thing that we've tried to encourage our players to do is fight the fight as much as we can, and no longer are we going to be the club that's been bullied or the players that's been bullied, and we're going to give some back where we need to and within the rules. So, the great sides of the AFL and the good sides do come out and do basically bully the opposition and make it hard for them. And you saw Carlton doing it with Sicily last week. And, we decided, we need to join in this and make people understand that when they play Brisbane, they're in for a tough game. And we're not just going to lie down and getting beaten by 10 goals anymore. We're going to give these guys a fight, and you never know what might happen. So our leadership group have taken that on board, and they're protecting our young players as well. The last few games, a couple of our young players have been targeted a little bit, so our leadership group, to their credit, have said, well, we're not going to stand for this, and we'll look after them, and then we'll make it hard for the oppos. So yeah, it has been something we've focused on probably over the last 5, 6 weeks.
Well, I think Dane Zorko is a great example, because he's really been leading from the front.
That
not just with his play, but he's been, I think, more aggressive and more abrasive. And it looks as though some opposition players have been taken aback by it, not ready for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think Zork talks at the best of times on the field. But I think his last month, as you said, there's plenty of edits where, if you stop the camera, Zorks is getting into players left, right and centre, and fighting the fight. But as I said, in the last few years, he probably hasn't been able to do that, because we have been bashed around a bit and suffered some really big losses, and it's pretty hard to do that when that happens, because what can you say? You've just been smashed. But because we are a lot more competitive now, and I think, as you said earlier, we're starting to let the footy world know that we're going in good places and on the right track, and that's part of it as well. Like, our players believe in that. And even though we are just getting beaten by, 3 or 4 goals, where our players are starting to believe they're on the right track, and this is part of the progress as well.
Do you think, Danny, that to next year you start building a fortress at the Gabba? Is that a good starting point, do you think?
It is, and I think we won 4 of the last 11 games, and a couple of those games, against the Doggies in Melbourne, we were in the game for a long time, but I think we've won 3 of our last 6 games at the Gabba. So it's really important we make that a fortress and make it hard for opposition clubs to come up to. I remember when I was at Richmond, you know, we looked at the fixture and we used to love coming up to the Gabba. You'd get away to Brisbane in the sunshine and good record against Brisbane and get the win and get back home. But, you know, we need to stop sides thinking like that, and we need to make sides understand that when they come up here, now they're in for a battle. And you know, if we get 10 home games, we should really be realistically next year looking at winning six of those at least, making it a place where opposition clubs hate coming, but a place where we love playing, because the brand of football we do play suits the Gabba. And, you know, I think, as you said earlier, with another pre-season, if the boys can, you know, come back and really hit the track hard and work hard, and, you know, we've still got a little work to do in some areas, but if they can they can really come back prepared to work on those things, I think that, you know, we can get some wins at the Gabba and get the crowd back. And one thing I've noticed in the last 4 or 5 weeks is that, you know, we've had 18,000-19,000 people here, but, you know, it sounds like we've got about 40,000 people when we're winning and playing good footy. So it is an important part of our progress next year.
I think that has changed. And it's interesting, Danny, when you listen to spokesmen or coaches from opposition sides, they all make note of the improving side that Brisbane is. I don't think now any side comes to Brisbane thinking this is, oh, we'll enjoy the weekend up there in the sunshine, no great, we'll pick up the 4 points and away we go. I don't think they are thinking that way now, and certainly they won't be thinking it come next season.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're right, and hopefully that comes to fruition a bit as well, that we start getting some wins and opposition clubs, you know, hate coming up here. So that'll be the challenge for our playing group and us next year to keep that momentum going to this year. And as I said, just get in the place to keep working hard and keep believing in the future and where we're going. So, yeah, it's an exciting period for the football club.
Danny, can you feel a difference around the organisation now, say from 12, 18 months ago?
100%. It's amazing. It's amazing to sit back and, you know, even during the week, just in our office where we are, just I was reflecting on this time last year and how hard it was, and you know, even as a coach for myself, it was just a tough period watching our playing group going through what they were going through. And even as a coach, I was half fallen out of love with the game. Like,
were you? Were you really?
Yeah, it was a hard couple of years. It was really hard.
And yeah.
Despite the efforts of trying to coach as best as you can, it's really hard watching players walk into the footy club with their heads down and not enjoying the footy. And
yeah,
you know, one thing, I'm a bit of a carer and a carer coach, and I just didn't enjoy seeing the playing group like that. So it's given just me personally great satisfaction in what I'm witnessing with our playing group this year, and you know, the other coaches and the staff upstairs, and it's been a huge relief for me personally. Yeah,
we mentioned
that's
Chris.
That's really interesting to hear, isn't it? You know, a coach to admit that. Just about
it's
over
hard
football.
On everyone. Hard on the fans, hard, players and the
right.
coach stuff.
Yeah.
A lot gets mentioned, Chris Fagan, what he's doing, but David Noble's done a very good job behind the scenes as well, Danny.
Yeah, outstanding. And I think I've mentioned him a few times on the radio. He's obviously come in from a successful organisation in Adelaide Footy Club and helped them get to where they needed to get to. And, you know, he's come in and, as you said, behind the scenes, he's done an enormous amount of work. And, you know, he's been obviously a great support for Fags. But he's also been a great support for the playing group and the staff upstairs, and you know, the work he does, you know, with everyone in the footy club has contributed enormously to how we've gone about it this year. So you know, between those two guys, it's been amazing what they've been able to achieve in such a short period of time, and it just goes to show that you know, the footy club, when they're looking for the right people for the job, they certainly did get the right people. And you know, they won't stop at this. Like, you know, there's only a short period gone in the 12 months, and as I said earlier, we've still got a lot of work to do. So, you know, those guys in particular will still be working hard in the off-season, doing what they need to do from a list management perspective and, you know, contract perspective, and making sure that, you know, when everyone comes back for pre-season next year, that, you know, we continue to work hard, continue to do what we did this year to take an extra few steps up the ladder.
Well, that's Nick. You haven't finished this one yet,
yeah,
Danny. We've still got North Melbourne Saturday afternoon. I know they haven't been going great of late, but they're not a basket case. They do have a lot of firepower.
Yeah, they do. And you know, they've been in a lot of games for a long period of time, a bit like ourselves. I think they've lost 5 or 6 games under 10 points, and they've been really competitive for periods in games, and they've got some good players running around out there. They've got some good young youth as well. So, you know, one thing, you know, we spoke to the playing group about yesterday morning was that, you know, we need to prepare for this game like we have every other and go through the normal process. And they're an interesting side because we haven't played them since round 2 last year. And, you know, back then they had all that, you know, the older guys, Petrie, Wells, Harvey, Farida, these type of guys. So it's a different list and a different club. So we've had to do a fair bit of work this week in making sure that, you know, we get the boys prepared as well as we can to come out and get the victory this week against them.
So you haven't played them since round 2 of last year?
Yeah.
Wow, see, there's an anomaly in that draw then, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's quite crazy. So it's been a long time, 40 games, so... Yeah, lots changed from North Melbourne, lots changed from us. So I think both clubs are going in with a little bit of the unknown about each other, to be honest.
Danny, do you promote it that it is the battle for the wooden spoon, or is it just basically round 23 we want to finish the season on a good note?
It's just basically round 23. Let's go out and go through the process that we normally do, and our best footy will be good enough to get the win. So it's just more about getting the win, and the wooden spoon result will take care of itself if we do that. So... Again, as I said earlier when I first came on, was that, you know, it's just really important that off the back of a, you know, a successful season for us that we do get the win, and that's the most important thing in terms of our progress and the little wins. Like, we speak about our little wins, and that was from day one when FaZe came in, and if we win this week, we've doubled our wins from last year. You know, if we can win 2 or 3 quarters, we've doubled our number of quarter wins from last year. So there's a lot of little wins involved in it as well, which we keep talking to our players about, and that's been the main catalyst about this week, just focusing on those things and going through the process and making sure we do what we need to do to won't get the victory, but keep that scoreboard ticking over for us.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk with you, and good luck for the game on Saturday afternoon against the Kangaroos.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you having me on this year. It's been terrific.
Well, we'll talk Monday.
Yeah, we will.
You'll be a winner.
Thanks, Danny. Good on you. Thanks, Danny.